Welcome back to another episode of $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. My mom recently completed her Christmas decorating, so that's nice. This is the first time in, like, ever she actually decorated my room and all the other bedrooms in the household. Normally, she would, just decorate the living room, the kitchen, the bathrooms, and the front yard, and that would be it, dude. That'd be a done deal for her. But this year, she's going absolutely all out and just decided to decorate all the bedrooms as well. I mean, I dig it, dude. I dig it. I'm all for the Christmas spirit, the Christmas festivities. It's all good. So my room is looking, it's looking pretty festive. Let's say that, dude. Jesus Christ. But she decorated my bed, too. My bed is now Christmassified. And my bed has a pretty big headboard. It has a big headboard. And what she did was she took some garland. She took the garland and just wrapped it around the headboard, which is fine. Not an issue. But then on the front of the headboard itself, she stuck a, you know, like one of those little command strip hook things. She stuck that onto the headboard and she's hanging. She hung a reef, off the headboard, dude. Now, when I first came in here, because it surprised me. It surprised me when she finished decorating. I didn't expect this. So when I first came in here, I was like, whoa, all right, I dig it. This is nice. This is awesome. I like the headboard. That's awesome. But then I went to sleep that night. I went to sleep. Now, I'm a pretty rough sleeper. I am. I've been told this by many of people. Many people I shared a bed with, they say, my God, what is wrong with you, dude? Good Lord, you sleep like an animal, you fiend. Jesus Christ, dude. So I've been told by many of people that I am a very rough sleeper. I don't know why that is. It just is what it is, all right? So Every time I went to sleep, every time I've been going to sleep, dude, this reef has been just falling on my face and just jolting me awake, scaring me into oblivion every single time, dude. Good Lord. So I have finally given up. And just every time I go to bed, I just take the reef off and then just leave it off. Just leave it off. It's a done deal at that point, dude. Really simple fix. But my God, the first time that happened, dude, the first time that happened, I was so scared. I was like, what in God's name, dude? It's like 2 a.m. and then I just feel this thing just plop on my head. I'm like, what the? Good Lord. And it's dark out and you just feel this texture, this like foily crunchy texture, and you're like, what in the world am I experiencing right now? What is this nonsense, dude? The first few days I just hung it right back up. I just slept with it hanging above me, and it just kept happening over and over again. I sort of got used to it. It didn't scare me a whole bunch anymore. What I would do when it fell on me, I would just sleep with it. I would use that thing as a pillow, dude. Seriously, I could not be bothered to try and hang it back up in the middle of the night. And I was too lazy to like grab it and just throw it out the bed. So I would just leave it there laying on my pillow and I would use it as a pillow as well, dude. Seriously, it's pretty comfortable. It's pretty comfortable, man. Once you get past the crunchiness and the foiliness, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. You should give it a try. A nice reef pillow. It's not too shabby, dude. So good Lord, I'm looking at it right now. It's currently sitting on the floor because I had to rush to work today. Normally I would make up my bed all nice and neat and hang it right back up for the day, but I didn't have enough time this morning, unfortunately. So I just decided, yeah, just leave it there. I'll hang it up tomorrow. Good Lord, dude. She also hung up like a little Christmas banner. It's the best way I can describe it. It's like a long flowing banner that's currently hanging up next to my closet door. When I do my YouTube videos with the webcam on and whatnot, you can see it in the webcam. It's sitting right next to, well, I guess hanging right next to my closet door. And Jesus Christ, dude, now this thing actually scared me, because when I came in my room, when she decorated the first time and I came in my room for the first time, I was like, all right, nice, I like the banner. And I had my fan off and the heater was off, the window was closed and everything. Then I turned my fan on and I noticed it started to sway. I was like, all right, a little bit of sway. It's to be expected. But then the heater came on and added that extra bit of air, that extra gust of air, and that thing just started clacking up against the wall, just like, and I was so scared. I was like, what is that noise, dude? What am I listening to? Well, I didn't think it was the banner because it sounded so, like, ferocious. It sounded so surreal. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was just like, that's literally all I was hearing. And then I turned around and I saw it was the banner. The banner just like shaking and swaying so hard because of the heater. The gust from the heater and the ceiling fan combined. Don't ask why I have the ceiling fan on and the heater on at the same time, all right? But they were on at the same time. And that much air, that much force was shaking it enough. Dude, it sounded like a marching band. It sounded like a drum. This thing was ridiculously loud. Oh my God, dude. And it's so loud at night, but there's really no way to stop it unless I just have the heater off, but I can't do that because it gets super cold at night. And I'm not gonna like take it off the wall because it's hung pretty high up on the wall, and I'm just too lazy to reach up there and take it off and then reach back up there and put it back on every single time. Plus the heater is on all throughout the day too, so even if I put it back on the wall, it's still gonna make that noise anyway, dude. And it's still gonna be annoying even when I'm not asleep. So I've just learned to adjust to it and adapt to it, and now it's sort of like background noise. It's like white noise at this point. But the first time I heard that mess, dude, Jesus, I'm telling you, I am not exaggerating when I say it was one of the loudest things I've ever heard. It sounded so crazy, dude. It was ridiculous. Jesus, now that scared me more than the reef falling on my face in the middle of the night. That was brutal. Jesus Christ, I'm looking at it right now. It's still just swaying, but it's not clacking up against the wall because the heater's off right now. But Jesus, dude, it was, oh my God. See, my dad, he just bought this man just bought a Christmas caroling, like, lyric book. This dude is planning on taking the whole family out Christmas caroling this year, dude. I don't know what in God's name has compelled him to go Christmas caroling this year. I never brought it up. No one's ever brought it up. I'm like, why are we going Christmas I don't want to go Christmas caroling, dude. Whoa, we're going to go door to door and go bother people with some terrible singing. No one wants to hear no Christmas caroling, dude. What do you guys think about Christmas caroling? What's up with that? Do you get annoyed? Have you ever experienced Christmas carolers? Did you ever go Christmas caroling? Have you ever been subjected to the singing of Christmas carolers? And do you get annoyed by them? Are you indifferent? Do you enjoy them? I've never experienced someone else coming to my house Christmas caroling. I've never experienced that, but I have gone Christmas caroling before, but it wasn't door-to-door, all my neighbors type of deal. We just beelined it straight to my grandma's house. We just went to my grandma's house and surprised her with some Christmas caroling. It wasn't like we were going door-to-door, you know, annoying all our neighbors. We just went to my grandma's house, Christmas caroled, and went right back home. So it's different this year. And that was like when I was like 8 years old, 7 years old. I didn't even live in Georgia back then, dude. But now, I'm 20 years old. I don't want to go Christmas caroling, dude. What's up with this? Well, like, what in the world? Christmas caroling, man? I would be kind of annoyed if someone came to our house and just started singing outside, man. I would get extremely annoyed. Jesus Christ. I get annoyed when I listen to a dog barking. I would get so annoyed when I hear some Christmas carolers, dude. Oh my God. I can't imagine how other people would feel. Who knows? Maybe they would really enjoy it. I don't know. But I seriously just cannot picture anyone enjoying some Christmas caroling, dude. I just can't. I feel like that's just like a myth. A Christmas movie myth that people enjoy Christmas caroling. I cannot imagine real living, breathing people actually enjoying Christmas caroling. I just can't. I'm sorry. Good Lord. Maybe if you live in like a nice a nice omega posh neighborhood. Maybe when you have like a bunch of houses just going absolutely balls to the wall with decorating their front yard and making sure they like the whole neighborhood can see their house just glowing, radiating with Christmas lights. Maybe if you live in one of those types of neighborhoods, when you can literally see them glowing from an airplane, maybe they might enjoy some Christmas caroling, dude. But we don't live in one of those types of neighborhoods. We do not. We live in a neighborhood where people get animal control called on them for their dogs barking too loudly. So I don't know about Christmas caroling in this neighborhood. And my mom wants to try roasting chestnuts this year. I don't know what kind of elf just like implanted these Christmas desires in my parents' brain this year, because never in my life have I ever seen them so adamant about experiencing Christmas to the fullest like this. Like this is crazy, man. Christmas caroling, roasting chestnuts. She wants to roast chestnuts, literally roast chestnuts over an open fire, dude, like the song. I cannot believe this, man. Who in God's name, who in the world actually does that? What even are chestnuts, dude? Can you even eat them? Like, what's the point of chestnuts? Like, what even is that? I've never even seen anybody actually do that. What in the world is going on, man? My mom wants to roast chestnuts. My dad wants to go Christmas caroling. I'm not going Christmas caroling, dude. I'm sorry. Hey, they can go Christmas caroling. That's all right. I'm not going Christmas caroling, man. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. Jesus, dude. I can't do it. I'm sorry, dude. I cannot do it. That's a no-go from me. Maybe if we went to somebody we knew's house, maybe. But like, I'm not going to go door to door and go bug our neighbors and like have them absolutely berate us on Nextdoor or whatever. That's not happening, man. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. If you want to do that, hey, go ahead. More power to you. I'm not doing it, man. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ, dude. But that's going to do it for me today. But before we go, we must recommend a song. The song we're going to recommend on this fine day is Dark Clouds Rising by Blind Guardian, dude. Good God. This song is good. This song is really good. Powerful, impactful, very forceful song, dude. It's very good. It's a very good song. Dark Clouds Rising by Blind Guardian. It's a really good song, man. Really good song. Let me know what you guys think about Christmas caroling. If you enjoy them, if you enjoy going Christmas caroling, if you enjoy people coming to Christmas carol at your house, if you're annoyed by them, if you think they're troglodytes or what, dude, who knows? Who knows? Maybe it's a lot more popular than I think. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just can't imagine someone actually enjoying that. I'm sorry. Who knows, though? Maybe it is incredibly popular. I don't know, man. But that's going to do it for me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to follow this podcast if you have the ability to do so, and share it on social media. And once this video is up on YouTube, please be sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed. And if you want to, send in a voice clip using the link provided in the description of this episode on whatever podcast listening app you're using. There should be a link that'll take you to Anchor's website. You can use that website to send in a voice clip using your microphone, using your phone, whatever you got, dude. Just send in a voice clip. You can ask a question, you can ask us to discuss a certain topic, whatever you want. Just make sure it is safe to have on the podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all later. Goodbye.